Last night, Governor Steve Sisolak declared a state of emergency to deal with the spread of coronavirus in Nevada. Health officials have identified 11 cases of COVID-19 in the state. And as the coronavirus pandemic is spreading around the country, Renown Health in downtown Reno recently set up a deployable medical facility. Providers can screen and evaluate patients with symptoms of respiratory illness in a tented area that serves as an extension of the emergency room. KUNR's On Gray visited this site to learn more.
Right now, Renown doesn't have any patients with COVID-19, but they're prepping for the possibility. Right outside Renown's ER on Mill Street, there's now a pop-up medical facility in the parking lot. It has the smell of new plastic, and there's the sound of a ventilation system circulating air in and out of the tent. Partitions separate the space to allow for as many as 12 patients to be evaluated. City of Reno Mayor Hillary Sheevy stopped by for a tour. The hospital emergency room manager, Rochelle Bunnell, was on hand to show her around.
Yeah, so you want to take a look
sure,
inside?
Yeah, let's have
okay.
A tour.
All right, so this is our alternative treatment care area. So we are going to be seeing patients. We'll be screening at the door for all of our patients that come in and be screening for any kind of respiratory illness. For our patients that were not as concerned about COVID-19, we want to be able to treat those patients immediately.
Sure.
So we're going to bring them to this area here.
Sure. Medical providers will be on site to administer care.
We're going to have two nurses in here. We'll have a tech. They'll be registered in here. They'll be seen immediately.
Wow.
An ER physician will also be in this area so
Great.
That we can do any kind of lab testing, any kind of swabs that we need to do. Radiology will be able to come out and do portable x-rays.
Once patients are evaluated, Bunnell says providers will decide what type of care is needed.
If we have a patient that is in severe respiratory distress, obviously we would take care of them in one of our ER rooms. But anything else, we can handle from this area. So we can do our treatment in this area. We can discharge from this area.
Mayor Hillary Sheevy says that as communities across the country are bracing for the impact of coronavirus, local and state agencies can respond more quickly than the federal government.
Because we're on the front lines, we're at ground zero, and that's really what we understand, right? That being quick, not so much like Washington, you know, it's a different animal. We're here for our citizens. We're the ones that are always monitoring situations, you know, constantly.
Renown Health has been coordinating with various local agencies, including Washoe County Emergency Management and the Health District, to prep for the coronavirus. Dr. Paul Suzensky is the chief medical officer for acute care services at Renown. He says emergency preparation takes place year-round.
Renown Health, like systems around the country, drill for this, practice for this, and prepare for situations where you see increased influxes of patients, regardless of the clinical entity, whether it's trauma, whether it's cardiac, what have you, whether it's disaster like a natural disaster. So we are prepared.
Suzensky says that there has been a recent increase in patients coming to the hospital with symptoms of respiratory illness since it's still cold and flu season. Amy McCombs is the director of infection prevention and emergency preparedness at Renown. She says suspected test samples of coronavirus will be sent to the Nevada State Public Health Laboratory located at the UNR Med School. To prevent the spread of coronavirus, health workers at Renown will be donning protective gear.
They will be wearing additional personal protective equipment. So they'll be either wearing some type of respirator, whether that's a reusable respirator, a positive air purified respirator, or a continuous air purified respirator, as well as goggles, gown, and gloves.
The site is not open to the general public. McCombs recommends that individuals exhibiting cold and flu-like symptoms call a medical provider for guidance. Recently, Renown also announced a new policy to restrict visitors. The hospital will make some exceptions for extenuating circumstances, such as severe trauma, and no visitors under the age of 12 will be permitted. On Gray for KUNR News.